Penticton City Councillor Amelia Bouldby is taking a leave of absence to run for a higher office. Council voted unanimously to approve Bouldby's request for an unpaid leave of absence at their September 10th meeting. "I'd like to say that my first obligation is always to the constituents who have already elected me," said Bouldby. "After substantial discussions with my fellow councillors, including senior and experienced councillors who have actually gone through running for higher office, I believe it is in the best interest for the smooth functioning of council and city that any perception of the city being too close to the provincial election be removed." Bouldby's absence will leave Penticton with just 5 active members of council. Count James Miller is on mandatory leave in the wake of historic charges he is facing in Ontario. Mayor Julius Bloomfield stated that while Bouldby is running, council's functions will continue. "I would like to say that we wish the best of luck to all candidates running for higher office," said Bloomfield. "Council does remain fully focused on our priorities. We will be down to 5 councillors, but with quorum at 4, we are still able to carry on the business of governance of the city." Bouldby announced on social media that she was confirmed as the candidate for the BC Conservative Party in the Penticton, Summerland riding, who will be on the ballot on October 19th. The coming October election will also come just 5 days short of 2 years since Bouldby was elected to City Council. Other candidates in the running for October's election are BC NDP candidate Tina Lee, and recently announced Green Party candidate Bradley Barch from Langley. Tracy Street Clare, who had initially been chosen to represent the BC United Party, has not yet formally announced whether she would continue to run as an independent in the wake of party leader Kevin Falcon's deal with BC Conservative leader John Rusted. Falcon and Rusted had promised a review of both parties' candidates to select a sweep to run under the Conservative banner. At the time, Rusted refused to answer whether there was a possibility of choosing a BC United candidate over a BC Conservative candidate in a riding that had both announced. 3 current BC United MLAs since the deal was announced have been confirmed to run as BC Conservatives.